Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, New King James. Therefore, we also are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run. Everybody say run. Run with endurance the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. We have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father has not chastened? But you are without chastening, of which have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Go to verse 14. Shoot down to verse 14. Just a couple more verses. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, for without no one will see the Lord. Look carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble, for by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Move in power in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is a year of unprecedented victory. I said that to you. I'm prophesying that. I prophesied double also. Then receiving the word from over all 670 churches around the world, Dr. James Morocco, our senior global pastor, my pastor, pastoring my family for 30 years, said in using a text, increase, seek to double. Say that. Increase, seek to double. Understand that the dynamics of the kingdom are increase always. A mustard seed becomes a tree. Fear and greed drive the markets of the world, but faith and generosity move the kingdom forward. So God is going to increase us. We win. Say it. We win. We're going to have unprecedented victory all year long. Amen. The Lord spoke that to me and I shared it with you. This is a year of unprecedented victory. I'm like, yeah, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And then he says, don't be afraid. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not given to fear. So when the Lord says to me, don't be afraid, I thought, okay, what's coming? I don't know, but I do know that you'll never lose with God. He will always be, even if you're dead, you get to go to heaven. Increase, growth, expansion. We decrease, he increases. But I've found this, and you'll see in scripture, I'm going to take you a quick walk through it. There are things that are like roadblocks. Some roadblocks are come from the Lord, where he the Spirit said to Paul, no. He wanted to preach, but the Spirit said, you're not going there. So it's obviously the will of God to preach the gospel in Asia, which is now actually Turkey. But the Holy Spirit said no. He did not know, because there's no email and there's no text, he did not know that Peter was preaching and that he was going to build upon another man's foundation and maybe mess everything up. But the master strategist, God himself, is orchestrating these missions team in the first century, and he says, no, don't go there. God can say no. Somebody said, he didn't answer my prayer. Oh, yes, he did. He's yes is an answer, no is the answer, and the other answer is wait. Some don't like no, but God does say no. And I'm glad. Anybody glad for some of the no's that he gave you? Hallelujah. As you return to your 25th anniversary to high school, you're very grateful when you saw him, all of him. There are things that can block. There are things that can block the purposes of God that are also not God. I had a school teacher. His name is Theodore Nieland. He's 6'5", on the way to 400. Big man. Great squash player. How many of you know what squash is? I don't play too much squash, I don't think, in Alaska. It's like racquetball with a longer racket. And a near professional squash player, but he had gotten a little larger in his later years. But he used it to his advantage because you couldn't get around him. I mean, you run a quarter mile to try to get around him to get the ball. And so when we would play him, he would outplay us, but he would also just be like, he'd take up half the court with his booty. I mean, it was so hard to get around him. And when he would, Pastor Karen. So when you go to get around him, you'd call hindrance or interference. And he'd be like, what? I'm like, what do you mean what? It is what it is. There are things that can hold you back and deter you that are not of God. Let me just talk about a couple of those because this text says, throw off. Come on, look with me. Throw off. Lay aside every weight. Therefore, we also, verse 1, we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Literally, looking over the banister of heaven, as some has affectionately said it. I don't think there's a banister, but it's a picture that in heaven right now, there's a great cloud of witnesses, those who've gone before us. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, David's there, the Apostle Paul's there, the great men, the great women of God, Huldah and Deborah. All the family of God from Adam's there. Eve is there. They're there, and literally, it's because of this cloud of witnesses, he says, you can make it. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians. No temptation has seized you except that which is common to man. You said you don't know what kind of difficulty I'm going through. Oh, slap yourself. Have you resisted yet to the point of shedding blood? You know you have not. Come on, let's go like that. And so there's these hindrances worse than my English teacher. Yeah, that's when I say, whoa. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. I wanted to come to you, but the devil hindered me. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. What do you say? The devil can't hinder me. The devil can't hinder me. Well, he hindered the Apostle Paul. I think he would try to hinder you, hinder me, try to hinder the church. And he does try. He tried to hinder us here, but he lost it. And he loses, and he will continue to lose. He's a loser. He's a liar and the father of it. And when he's lying, he speaks his native language. But he tries. The devil wants to stop you, wants to hinder you. But you got to move on to the next thing because, I mean, we all know that, I think. I think we realize that. Luke, let me give you another verse, Luke 22, 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, I love this, kind of. Satan has asked for you. Don't you love how he has to ask? Satan has asked for you. Who asked? Satan asked. Who did Satan ask? He asked God. He asked to sift Simon. There's a key there. Dr. Morocco preached it years ago. I've preached it a dozen times, and maybe some of you have heard it before. Simon, Simon. His name is not Simon. His name is Peter. Why does he call him Simon? Why does the Lord call him Simon? Because he's referring to, very possibly, to his fallen human nature and that aspect of Simon that made him a candidate so that Satan could ask. He was prideful. He had issues. And so Satan, there's things inside Peter that caused him to be a candidate, which leads us to not just the devil can hinder you, but you. You. You can hinder you. You can put your own role. I've done it to myself. I try not to do it anymore. The way that you think, your thought life. Pastor Karen is becoming the scholar before my eyes. Honestly, it's provoking me. I'm like, how'd you learn that? Jesus, help me. I got to get back. I got to go deeper. She's just becoming, becoming a scholar before my eyes. So we're talking about folk theology and that's what most people have, a folk theology. So they love the Lord, and maybe they've received him. But yeah, wasn't Jesus Satan's brother? I think he was. But anyway, I love the Lord. No, Jesus wasn't Satan's brother unless you're believing the lie of the spirit of moron. Let's move on. We can be our own worst enemy. Luke 11:52, just give me five more minutes and I'll wrap. Woe to you lawyers, for you've taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and those who were entering you hindered. There is a hindering. There is an assignment from the enemy working through your fallen human nature and through other people to try to stop you from winning, to stop you from walking in unprecedented victory. And you have to realize it. You have to see it. You have to see the places inside of you that are broken. I'm offended. I can't afford to be offended. Too much is at stake. I had somebody make an attempt at offending me just today. I have no time. So I'm just going to overlook it. I'm living above offense currently. I'm going to try to do the same thing tomorrow. I did good today. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I don't have time. Being on a phone call years ago, I overheard somebody talk. I was talking to somebody. Oh, yeah. And they started another conversation. I'm still on the phone. I'm like, hello? 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 They're still there, but they're talking to somebody else. Then they start talking about me. Oh, yeah, pastor, And I'm like, okay, do not post that. I'm like, okay, I got to hang up. Anybody had that happen? Because my conscience won't let me stay on. I go to hang up, and the Lord's like, oh, no, listen. And so they went on. I'm like, oh, wow. Now I really know how you feel about me. I hang up, when that conversation's over, I hang up and I'm like, ow. Like, man, I thought we were, and the Lord's like, you have no time for that. And I thought, says, just wanted you to know, but you have no time for it. I was like, come on, go like that. You don't have time to get offended. You don't have time to think stupid small thoughts unless you want to stay in the world of small.
That's right, come on.
And that's not God's will. God's will is for you to walk in victory. Victory in Jesus. Patterns like poverty. Patterns like sickness is something God's put on me to teach me something. Prove it. It's not in there.
That's right.
Poverty mindset. We sabotage ourselves. People sabotage us. That's why I try to spend time with people. I make close decisions and partnerships with people that are healthy.
Amen.
Well, that's kind of judgmental? Absolutely. Shouldn't you just be part? No, let me give you something that's worth writing down on the inside of your Bible, and then I'm going to close, although I have 18 more pages. 18 pages tonight. I'm on 4. We're going to close. Can I have some keys before I go to 18 pages? Thank you. Write this down. This is worth writing down. Fellowship with all. Say that. Fellowship with all. Believers, you're supposed to fellowship, but that's okay. Fellowship with them. Partner with some. You can partner with some people. Building? Build? You build on sons. You don't build on anything else but sons. That's what we have. That's what we have. That's what we've cultivated. That's what we have. Pastor Alex is a son of the house. We're brothers. We're sons of the house. That's the way it is. It's what we are. I would in no way shank my spiritual father ever. And I know you wouldn't shank me either. And you know what shank is? It's a prison term. Stab would be another way. Backstab, hurt. But you know, the thing that I found is you can end up distorted and actually create your own reality. If you keep yielding to that thing, then you can be a son that ends up distorted and out there. I've seen it. All right. I have so much more. We'll have to do part 2. God is going to give us victory. There are hindrances. The enemy, other people, you. That's why it's good to be a part of a group of people that love each other enough to say that you got something stuck in your teeth. Your underwear is showing. Dude, your pants are too tight. Dude. I'm not talking to anybody. Lift your hands. Your fly's down. Mine is not. I have triple check tonight. Come on, lift your hands to Jesus. Nothing can stop you but you. The devil can't stop you. Other people can't stop you, but you can. All you have to do is agree with his lie. All you have to do is partner with stupid. And all you have to do is agree to the lies that are in you, and then you'll just defeat yourself.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.